Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hello, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享但以理书中的异象。
We continue to share on the vision of the book of Daniel.
我们从第七章开始到今天的最后一章。
Beginning from chapter 7 until today, we are entering into the last chapter.
我们都一直在看异象。
We have been looking at visions.
也一直在听天使讲解异象。
We have been listening to the angel on his explanation of the visions.
那到最后这一章的时候，我称这最后的异象为终结的异象。
Arriving at the final chapter today, I'm entitling this as the vision of the of conclusion.
那么我们从这一章会画可以看到，有三位天使为所有的异象来做见证，来启示。
Today we'll be able to see three angels are here to bear witness and also reveal on this vision.
啊，两位天使做见证，一位天使在启示。
That the two angels are testifying, and the one angel is giving us revelation.
啊，意思是所有的异象都是从神来启示，都是真实的，是神所启示的。
That's to say that all these visions are the revelation from God and are true.
而且这所有的异象都会化身，都会应验。
And all these visions will be fulfilled.
因为有三位天使见证跟启示。
Because it has been witnessed by three angels and a revelation was given by them.
我们看十二章的第一节。
We look at chapter 12, verse 1.
哦，这十二章一节开始呢，对末日节期的预言，对末日节期的预言。
This is a vision of the end of the last days.
啊，末日的时候必有一个很可怕、很大的灾难。
In the last days, there shall come a great tribulation.
请读第一节。
Verse 1. At a time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the time and at a time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in a book.
那个时候带来的时候，必有一个很可怕的大灾难。
There shall be a time of great trouble.
而且这里说，从有国以来，直到这个时候，从来没有这样的灾难的。
It's written here, such as never was since there was a nation.
那你就知道这灾难是多么的大，多么的可怕，多么的恐怖了。
Then you can imagine, how terrifying and how great was this day of trouble.
那时是指什么时候呢
？And when exactly is this time?
我们读了这么多但以理书，我们都知道，这就是指最后三年半的时间。
We have studied enough about the book of Daniel to understand that at that time we refer to the final 3.5 years of the last days.
这段时间呢，也是地基督的崛起跟他陨落的时间，他开始跟他结束的时间。
The time of the rise of the Antichrist and also its downfall.
也就是主耶稣带着有能力天使降临的时刻。
It's also the time where the Lord Jesus will bring along his mighty army of angels.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书的第一章。
Return to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
这个时候是什么时候呢
？When exactly is this time?
主耶稣降临的时候。
This is the time of the second coming of Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们读第七节。
Verse 7.
也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。
To give you who are troubled rest with us.
这个受患难的人是受大患难，很可怕的患难。
And these who are troubled are those who are afflicted with this great day of trouble.
那时就是在这个大患难的时刻，那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，有没有？
This time of great trouble is also when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels.
所以那个时候是指什么时候呢？
When exactly is this time?
就是指我们遭受大逼迫、大患难的那个时刻来的。
It's a time of great tribulation and persecution upon us.
然后那个时刻呢，也是主耶稣同他有能力的天使降临的时刻。
It is also when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels.
而且主耶稣在火焰中显现，整个都是火。
Furthermore, he will emerge in flaming fire.
那就世界末日咯。
That marks the end of the world.
所以第十二，回到但以理书十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
那第一节说的那时候很简单啊，但是那个时候原来是这么可怕的。
It is so simply written as at that time, but this marks such a terrifying time.
但是就在这个时候，这个大患难、大逼迫的时刻。
But it is during this time of great trouble.
这里主啊，神启示我们说，天使长米迦勒必定要站起来。
God revealed to us that the archangel Michael shall stand up.
他站起来做什么呢
？What does he do?
站起来要保护我们。
He stands up to protect us.
所以这个米迦勒呢，神给他一个使命。
Michael, the great prince, has been entrusted with a mission.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
这里说那个天使长就是保佑你本国之民的天使长，保佑以色列国，保佑神的选民的那个天使长。
It is stated here that this great prince will stand watch over the sons of your people, the people of Israel.
所以透过十二章一节，我们就知道原来神特别设立一个天使保护团来保护我们，天使的保护军来保护我们。
Here we can find out that the Lord God has especially appointed this army of angels to protect His people.
这个保护团呢，保护军呢，由天使长带领，天使长做头在带领这团。这个保护神国的军团
，and this special fleet of army or this special force would be led by this archangel。
这样我们就很明白了，米迦勒天使长的职责就是专保护以色列神的国的，专保护神选民的。
Now we understand that the archangel Michael was appointed especially to protect his people.
那么这个起来呢，米迦勒必站起来呢，原文有这种保护，有这种。为我们辩护，为我们保护的那种意思在里面。
Referring to the original text, Michael shall stand up, and in the original text, it also means that he will be protecting us.
那么站起来呢，也有一种作战的姿势，要开始准备作战的那种姿态。
And that posture of standing up is also to get ready for battle.
我们感谢真神。
We thank the true God.
虽然神的国遭受大患难、大逼迫。
Although the kingdom of God shall be set with great persecution.
但神没有完全的把我们没有把我们丢在一旁。
But the Lord God will not cast us aside.
原来他很早就设立了天使军团保护神的教会、神的国。
And very much earlier in time, the Lord God has already prepared His army to protect us.
然后由天使长米迦勒来带领。
This army is led by the archangel Michael.
这就是神给他的责任，给天使长的责任，保护神国。
That's the responsibility entrusted to Michael.
当然，最重要是保护神国里面的人里面的人。
Most importantly, is to protect the people of His kingdom.
那米迦勒，这个是神这个但以理书神的启示
And this is the revelation from the book of Daniel.
那米迦勒的名义它的意思叫做谁是像神的。
The meaning of the name Michael is who is like God.
说明在我们的信仰当中
，in our faith.
谁是像神的
？Who is like God？
如果谁是像神的，他那时他一定是站在神那边的。
Whoever that bears the image of God shall stand by the side of God。
你说你像神。
You said that you are like God。
但是你有没有站在神那边呢
？But do you stand by the side of God？
特别大家都在反对神的时候，大家都在攻击神的时候，你站在哪里呢
？Especially when everyone else is opposing the ways of God, the words of God, and where shall you stand？
所有教派、基督教派、所有的宗教都在攻击真耶稣教会的时候
，And when all other Christian denominations are attacking the true church，
都在责骂、都在骂、毁谤真耶稣教会的时候
，When they are all slandering and criticizing the true church，
你说你是像神的
，And you claim that you have the image of God and you are the child of God
这时你站在哪里、
then where shall you stand
你有站在真教会里面讲话吗
do you stand in the true church to speak
你有站在真教会里面来坚持神的教导吗神的吩咐吗
do you stand steadfast in the true church in the words of God
米迦勒的意思名字的意思叫做谁是像神的
and the name Michael means who is like God
既然你是像神的你一定是要为神出战为神来征战
If you bear the image of God, then you ought to fight the battle for God.
因为米迦勒的使命就是征战你看但以理书的意象，还有新约启示录的启示，它都是打仗的呀。每一个灵界战争，几乎它都有出现的呀。
Because the entire mission of Michael was to fight battles in all the battles that we can see in the book of Daniel.
你说你像神，你是像神的，但是所有的灵界战争，所有教会受威胁的时候，你都走掉你都躲起来呀。
You claim that you bear the image of God, and yet, whenever spiritual battles arise, you run away.
你也不敢表明你的立场假装不敢表明你的立场站在哪里
You do not dare to demonstrate your stand, and you pretend.
当然，你表明立场的时候，你就会得罪更多的人，更多人就会攻击你，就会恨你，就会对付你。
Because if you state your stand too clearly, then people will be hating you.
因为那时就是受逼迫的时候不是平安顺利的日子是要表明立场的日子你属谁的，你站在哪里的。这个是你要表明的
Because at that time, this is a great time of trouble, and this is a time where you have to differentiate yourself and demonstrate your actual stand.
不要自作聪明说，我精进我不出声我不否认，但是我也不承认你不否认，但是你也没有承认 你没有承认你是属神的呀。
You cannot say that I shall keep quiet and I will not disagree nor will I agree. If you do that, you don't demonstrate that you belong to God either.
哦，在教会哦有冲突的时候。
In a conflict that we, whenever we have conflict in church.
在信仰有冲突的时候。
Whenever we have conflict in our faith.
在真理有冲突的时候。
When there's a conflict against the truth.
你站在哪里？
Where do you stand?
你有没有为真理、为信仰、为教会来出战呢？
Do you stand for the truth and do you stand for the church and your faith?
这是从第一节米迦勒神给他的使命我们看到的信仰教训属灵教训。
This is from the verse 1, the spiritual teachings from Michael.
我们都是像神的。
We all bear the image of God.
因为我们跟从主的。
Because we follow God.
我们有吃主的生命喝主的血吃主的肉的。里面有主耶稣的生命的。
We partake of the flesh and the blood of the Lord, and we have the life of Jesus.
所以当然很自然就是像耶稣的呀，就是像神的人。
Very naturally, we should be able to have the image of Jesus.
因为你里面是有主的生命的呀。
Because you have the life of Jesus in you.
你吃圣餐不是在讲这个奥秘吗？不是在讲这个真理吗
？Don't we testify this mystery of having the Holy Communion?
好，我们进入到这个。并且有大灾难这件事情。
We talk about this great trouble.
那这个大灾难呢？这里说，从有国以来，有以色列国以来，或者有世界的各国以来，直到这个时候，没有这样的灾难。
This great trouble was one which never was since there was ever a nation.
那简单说，就是空前绝后的，以前没有的灾难，以后也不会有的灾难。
Simply put, this was an unprecedented battle that was never seen before and that will never happen again.
你看我们的人类历史，这个世界历史经历了多少大的灾难、大的战争，世界第一次大战、第二次大战争都有啊，都经历过了。
You browse through the history of mankind and you find the First World War, the Second World War, we see all kinds of wars.
还有很多的屠杀，杀灭的事情啊，很恐怖的事情啊。
We see stories about a great massacre and annihilation.
但是但以理书启示我们说那些还不算什么，这个更可怕的，因为是从来没有的。
But now the book of Daniel reveals to us that that was not even comparable with this great day of trouble.
那么这个恐怖的大灾难，主耶稣也证实，确实是。
And this day of great trouble has also been testified by the Lord Jesus himself.
主耶稣有这样讲过吗
？Did Jesus say this?
请看这个马太福音书的24章。
We turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音书24章
Matthew chapter 24.
我们读21节
We read verse 21.
请念
Verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be.
什么？主耶稣说必有大灾难。
There will be.
从世界的开始起头，直到如今，没有这样的灾难，连主耶稣也肯定说。也 confirm 的说，没有这么恐怖的灾难。
Even Jesus himself has confirmed that there will never be again as great a trouble as this.
然后呢，后来也必没有啊。
And never again in the future.
所以大家要留意，要心存敬畏神的心，要注意一下了。
And therefore, we have to have a reverent heart to take note of this.
没有坚强的信心，没有真实敬畏神的心，你怎样面对这个恐怖的灾难，可怕的灾难
？If you have not built a very strong and steadfast and true faith, you will not be able to face tribulation.
而且说明很多的灾难 ，people 是对准我们真耶稣教会，对准神的儿女来进行的。
This also illustrates to us that all this great tribulation is targeting the children of God.
那么我们再看这个启示录的第七章。
Return to the book of Revelation, chapter 7.
第七章已经预先已经预告告诉我们，感谢神，神的儿女在这种大灾难当中，他们总得胜了。
Revelation chapter 7, foretells to us that we thank God because the children of God will be victorious in this great day of trouble.
他们从这个大灾难中、大逼中走出来了。
They have walked out of this great tribulation.
这是神的胜利。
And that is the victory of God.
也是信徒神儿女的胜利。
That is also the victory of the children and the members of the church.
当然也就是教会的胜利。
It's also the victory of the church.
在哪里有这样讲啊
？Where does it say this?
请看启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
我们读14节。
Verse 14.
13节开始。
13 onwards.
长老中有位问我说：“这些穿白衣的人是谁呀
？”Then the elders and one of the elders asked, "Who are these arrayed in white robes?"
他们是从哪里来的呀
？Where did they come from?
我对他说。
And I said to him,
我主，你知道。
Sir, you know.
那他就像我，他就是指那些长老。长老就像我说， 这些人是从大患难中出来的。
The elder said to him that these are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation.
这些人曾经用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白洁净了。
They have previously washed their robes with the blood of the lamb.
哦，这个约翰，使徒约翰在看到这个好得胜的意象。
And elder John has seen this vision of victory.
他看到有许多穿白衣的人啊。
And seeing that there are many who are arrayed in white robes.
他不知道这些人是从哪里来的。
He was wondering where did they come from.
这些人是谁来的呀？
Who are these people?
啊，天使啊，长老告诉他说。
The elder answered.
这些人哦，是从大患难中走出来的，有没有？
These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
他们经历过大患难的。
They have gone through great tribulation.
他们不是在平平安安中这样跑出来的，不是的。
They did not come out of a great peace.
嗯。就是主耶稣说的，预先告诉我们，在大患难当中呢，他们受了很多的患难，为主、为教会、为福音、为真理，受很多的痛苦，甚至死亡，
is,
甚至付出生命的代价。
Now these are the words of Jesus prophesying to us, or foretelling us that these will be the ones who have suffered great tribulations, even to death, in this and coming out victorious.
虽然经历这么大的逼迫跟试探，他们的衣服仍然保持圣洁。保持洁白，看到没有？
Even though they have gone through such great affliction and tribulations, they are still able to keep their robes white.
穿白衣的人，他们是用羔羊的血把衣服洗干净的。那么在患难当中的时候，也坚持保持这个衣服的圣洁，没有污秽，没有污点。
These white robes were being given to them because they have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, and even through the tribulation, they did not stain it.
如果在大患难中，你否认主。你放弃真理，你出卖主，出卖信仰，那你怎么可能还穿白衣啊？不可能再穿白衣的，你的白衣是不可能洁白的。
If you have betrayed the Lord Jesus, or you have forsaken the word of truth in the great day of tribulation, then you will not be wearing this white robe anymore.
这一段圣经，这个意象的对话，意象当中的对话，我们发现到哦，这个是个得胜的意象。是一个教会得胜苦难、得胜逼迫的一个荣耀的意象。
In this conversation that we can see from this vision is a vision where the church shall receive great victory in this great day of tribulation.
那神的显明哦，必受严酷的、非常严酷的考验。
The elect of God shall go through the most grueling tests.
哦，这说明呢？神的选民受苦受逼迫呢，他的背后一定存着灵界的因素，有灵界的原因在里面。
Therefore, we can also tell that the tribulations or the sufferings that the elect of God go through have spiritual reasons behind it.
你为了信主耶稣，你为了要得救，为了要进天国，你为什么受这么多苦？你为什么受这么多攻击？你为什么被这么多人恨你、批评你？
Just because we want to believe in Christ and we want to be Christians and we get so many people attacking us and so much sufferings to go through.
不是这么简单的。
The reason is not that simple.
啊，不是因为你行啊，你一些因为你没有完全啊，你一些软弱啊，所以被人家攻击，不是这样，不是这么简单的。
It's not because you are weak or you don't have a good conduct. It's not that simple.
一定有灵界的原因在里面的。
There must be spiritual reasons.
灵界有两个。
There are two reasons.
一个就是真神。
The first being the true God.
一个就是撒旦魔鬼。
The next being Satan.
灵界的因素在神来讲就是要考验你，你及不及格，你能不能够圣洁，你能不能够忠心。
This spiritual factor has been God testing our faith whether we can be genuine and true.
所以把你放在火里面去考。
We will be put to the test of fire.
那对撒旦来说。
But on the part of Satan.
就是借这种逼迫、这种毁谤、这种苦难，让你离开真神，让你放弃你的神，让你放弃你的信仰。
Satan tempts us with all kinds of tribulations and affliction so that we will forsake our faith.
所以请注意啊。
We take note.
信耶稣信到这么辛苦，受这么多苦。
It is so difficult to be a Christian.
一定有灵界的因素，就是有灵界的问题。一个是来自真神，一个是来自撒旦，一定是这样。
There's clearly reasons behind, and these are spiritual reasons, one being from God and the other being from Satan.
无论是从神来的考验，还是从撒旦来的这个试探啊，这种破坏。
Either it is a test of God or the temptation of destruction from the devil.
我们都要得胜。
We must be victorious.
神考验我，我一定要得胜，胜过这个考验，让神满意。
In the test of God, we must prevail and we must satisfy God.
知道吗？神在给我考试呢，我要考满分，让神满意呢。
Now this is a test from God, and we need to score full marks to satisfy Him.
得到时候啊，满足神的心意，满足神给我的要求。
You must be able to fulfill the requirements from God.
神给你考试，你一定要及格啊。
You must pass the exam from God.
如果是从撒旦来的，撒旦也一定会来。
And of course, Satan will also attack you.
我们也要得胜啊，我们也要考试满分啊。
You must also prevail and score full marks.
胜过他的试探啊。
You must overcome his test.
好，那我们继续看下去。
We read on.
那么继续看下去，这里说，凡名录在册上的，并能得救，有没有
？And here it says that the names on the book of life shall be saved.
看回但以理书十二章第一节。
Turn back to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1.
凡名被录在册上的，必得拯救。
Everyone who is found written in the book shall be delivered.
请注意哦，这里允许说要拯救我们哦。
Here this is a promise of deliverance.
但是我请你看清楚哦。
But please read properly.
神要拯救我们，是拯救谁？
Who are these people to be delivered?
拯救那些只有名字被记录在生命册上的选民，只有名字被记录的才拯救。
Only those names found in the book of life that they shall be saved.
所以我们看到说，哇，神要拯救我们了，哇，感谢神了，很快乐。你看清楚来。
Now before you get too happy when the Lord God promises his salvation, you must read properly.
我们的名字还有没有被记录在生命册上？还有没有在那本册子上？
Is your name been written or recorded in this book of life?
如果有的话，那感谢主，你肯定被神拯救，神一定拯救你。
If yes, then we thank God because God will surely save you.
如果名字已经不在生命册上，已经被除名了的。
If your name is no longer in the book of life, it has been blotted out.
那你说神还会拯救你吗？
Would God still save you?
你自己看这节圣经呢。
You read this verse.
你不要听传道讲，你自己看呢。
You don't just listen to me, but read this yourself.
这里的条件哦，被拯救的条件是凡名字被录在册上的，才得拯救，才救你哦。
The prerequisite of this salvation or deliverance is that his name is written in a book.
怪不得主耶稣这样提醒我们。
No wonder Jesus reminds us.
那鬼附了你，你不用高兴了。
Do not be
鬼呀、啊，鬼都怕你呀、啊，鬼都惊你呀、啊，鬼都惊你，你一定哇好厉害咯，很厉害咯，很 power 咯。
Do not be overjoyed just because the devil fear you.
这当然也是高兴的事啊，是说难道不高兴吗？连鬼都怕你哦。
Of course, that's a happy thing. Should the devil be afraid of you, then you should be happy.
门徒就是这样向主耶稣报告：哇，我们奉你的名赶鬼，鬼都害怕呀。鬼都怕我们啊。
That's what the disciples said. Oh, Lord, we cast out the demons in your name, and they fear us.
那主耶稣怎么回答呢
？What did Jesus reply?
唔使高兴啦。
Don't be too joyful about that.
要为什么事来高兴呢
？What should you rejoice over?
耶稣又讲，要为什么事来高兴
？Jesus did tell us what should you rejoice over.
请看路加福音书第十章。
Return to the Gospel, Luke chapter 10.
第十章的二十节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 20.
然而不要因为鬼附了你们就欢喜，不用。
Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you.
要因为你们的名被记录在天上而欢喜，这个才要真正的高兴。
But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
因为鬼附了你，不是因为你厉害呀。
Because the demons are subject to you, not because of your greatness.
鬼会怕你是因为我们有神的权柄，圣灵的权柄，他是怕圣灵的权柄啊。
The demons fear you just because you have the authority of the Holy Spirit.
他不是怕你这个人啊。
The devils don't fear you.
你是谁哦
？Who are you?
你如果把圣灵的权柄拿走，你是谁哦
？You remove the power of the Holy Spirit. Who are you?
我们不过是一个软弱的人，不过是个泥土做的人来的呀。他怕我们什么呀
？We are just a weak entity made of dust.
鬼怕我们是因为我们身上有神的权柄，圣灵的权柄在我们身上。
The demons fear us because we have the power of God, the Holy Spirit in us.
这个是让鬼怕我们的一个真正的原因。
That's the true reason why the demons fear us.
好，但是更要高兴的是。
But what should we rejoice over?
名字被记录在天上。
Because our names are written in heaven.
所以我们一直讲哦，主耶稣不爱我啊，主耶稣没有祝福我啊，主耶稣啊，怎么，我们错怪主，我们以后不可以再讲这一句话，千万千万不要再讲这一句话。
We often complain that the Lord Jesus does not love me and does not bless me. We should stop saying that.
你的名字被主耶稣记录在生命册上，被记录在天上，这已经是最大的爱，最大的给你祝福。最大的向你保证，你肯定进天国。
The mere fact that your name has been written in heaven in the book, and this is already a great blessing to a guarantee of your salvation.
所以受一点苦算什么呀？吃一点苦，那也没什么东西呀，也没有损失什么呀。
And what loss do you suffer from suffering a little bit of affliction?
可是今天我们的名字已经被记录了，我们很肯定的，在洗礼的时候名字就被记录了。 那我们有为这个来高兴吗？有为这个来欢欢喜喜吗？来感恩欢欢喜喜吗？请问有吗？
But for the fact that our name has been written in the book of heaven, and have we ever rejoiced over this simple fact?
我们没有把它这个这么重要的事情当作一回事呀。
We have never shown regard for this important thing.
每天都为那个世界的事来忧伤啊，来发脾气啊，来埋怨啊，来相骂呀，这些都是世界的东西啊。
And yet we are so worried and concerned and even gone into conflicts with the matters of this world.
我们看启示录二十章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
我们读十五节。
Verse 15.
若有人的名字没有记录在生命册上。
And anyone not found written in the book of life.
他就会怎样？
What shall happen?
他就会被扔在火湖里，那个就是地狱啊。
He or she was cast into the lake of fire.
没搞笑哦，这个是主耶稣讲的哦。
This is no joke. It was spoken by Jesus.
启示录是主耶稣讲的，是主耶稣启示的，是主耶稣的记录来的。
The book of Revelation records of the revelation of Jesus.
若有人的名字没有被记在生命上，他一定死亡，他一定进入地狱的。
The outcome of anyone not found written in the book of life is death and is hell.
所以这个就是告诉我们，今天为什么要信耶稣，为什么要进入神的国、神的教会。
This tells us very clearly.
来保证你得救。
Why we have to believe in Jesus and be a Christian? That is to guarantee our salvation.
那个重点就是我们的名要已经被记录在生命册上。生命就是有生命的册子， 有生命的记录。
The main point of that is for our names to be recorded in the book of life.
那个生命册是关乎到生命的，当然也关乎到死亡的。
The book of life pertains to life. It also is related to death.
所以。那么我们的名字哦，已经被记录在生命册上的，请问会不会被神涂掉呢？
And let me ask you, if our name has been already written in the book of life, would it be erased?
会还是不会呢？
Will we be erased?
看神怎么样回答。
It depends on the answer of God.
原来神有回答这样的问题。
And God actually gave us an answer.
就是名字已经被记录在生命册上的，那神会不会把它涂掉？
Will the names written on the book of life ever be blotted away?
来看神的回答。
We look at the answer of God.
出埃及记三十二章。
We look at Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
我们读三十二节到三十三节。
Verse 32 to 33. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written. And the Lord said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book.
这里记录、哦、这个百姓、哦、在造偶像、啊、在山下造偶像，神要毁灭他们的一个事迹。
This is a record of the incident where the people of Israel have built an altar,、an idol to worship.
那么摩西就为百姓祷告，求神、哦、赦免他们。
And now Moses was praying for their sake to ask God for his forgiveness.
甚至摩西愿意用他自己的生命、哦、来替他们、叫神涂掉我的生命册上的名字，然后不要去审判他们。你涂掉我的名字吧，不要涂掉他们的名字。
And Moses was praying to the extent that he should give his name up from the book of life in exchange for the forgiveness on the people of Israel.
从神的生命册上涂掉你的名字，就是说你不再属神，你不再属天国，你不再是神的人了。
When your name
你跟神的国完全没有关系了。
When your name has been blotted out of the book of life, it means that you have no part in heaven, you have no part with the kingdom of God.
这不是开玩笑的呀。
This is no joke.
这摩西也是很清楚的呀。
And Moses was clear with that.
但是神怎么说呢？
And what did God say?
谁得罪我，我就从我的册子上涂抹他的名。
Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book.
哇，我不得了啊。
This is...
谁得罪我，我就除谁的名。
This is no joke. Whoever has sinned against God, his name shall be blotted out.
我们今天常常在得罪神，你看到吗？
Today, don't we all sin against God every day?
讲话在亵渎神啊，在辱骂神啊，说么样子都有，说么话都有。
We blurt out words in anger against God, and we say all kinds of things.
不知道我们已经得罪神了。
We do not know that we have already sinned against God.
如果神用他的公义，用他的 那种威严啊，来审判我们，我们的名字不懂被涂掉多少次了。
If God was to judge us with His pure righteousness, and how many times would our name be already blotted out?
所以这个是最好的回答。
This is the best answer.
也最正确，按照圣经真理的回答。
It is also the most correct answer.
我们的名字已经写上去了的，会被涂抹吗？
that our names are written on the book of life, will it be ever erased?
你不要听我讲。
Don't listen to me.
你听神讲。
You listen to what God said.
神说，谁得罪我，我就涂抹谁的名。
God said, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot it out.
这是最标准、最正确的回答了。
That is the most standard and correct
answer. 原来得罪神，神会把他的名字除掉的呀。
If we sin against God, there will be a possibility our names are taken out.
可是很多人不信这一点啊。
And people don't believe that.
也不怕。不怕被神除掉他的名，他们都不怕，不 care 啊，我都不 care 啊。
Some of our believers don't even care that our names are taken out.
你太可怕了，你太过分了。
You are scary and you are too much.
你现在当然不怕了，现在在享受嘛，在发达嘛，在玩嘛。在享受那个最终之乐嘛，当然不怕呀。
Now you're not worried about anything because you're enjoying your pleasures of sin every day.
但是在启示录，主耶稣自己启示。
But in the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus revealed.
我不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
That I shall not blot out his name.
刚才出埃及记啊，刚才在那个出埃及记那边说神会涂抹，到启示录的时候，主耶稣说我不会涂抹。
But in, 哇 ！But just now we read in Exodus that God will blot out our names, but Jesus said in book of Revelation that he will not blot out.
主耶稣真的有讲他不会涂抹吗
？Did Jesus really say that he will not blot out?
有哦，他真的有讲哦。
Jesus actually said that.
那么这个跟出埃及记神讲的不是有冲突吗
？Isn't that a contradiction with what we read in Exodus?
你太清楚的。
Please read properly.
我没讲晒，传道还没有讲完。
I haven't finished.
来，看启示录。
You look at Revelation.
启示录。第三章
Chapter 3
启示录第三章
Revelation Chapter 3
我们读第四节
Verse 4
第四节哈，第四节。
You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
重点是在第五节了。
Verse 5 He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
这个是主耶稣写信给撒迪教会。
This is the Lord Jesus writing the letter to the church in Sardis.
这个撒迪教会真的是很糟糕、很糟糕的教会。
The church in Sardis was terrible.
这里说。这个教会哈，其实是已经死了的。在第一节说，这个教会按名字你是活的，可是你事实上你在灵性上你是已经死了的。
In verse one, this church was one which was alive, and yet they are dead.
那主耶稣责备他们说，你的行为在我神的面前没有一样是完全的，没有一样，连一样都没有啊！我的天哪
！And Jesus said that his works, none of that was ever perfect.
但是为什么这个教会还存在呢？还不灭亡呢？
And why is it that the church did not was not destroyed?
感谢神。
We thank God.
主耶稣说，因为你里面哈，第四节，在你里面，在教会里面这几百人当中，或者几千人当中，还有几个是穿白衣的。
Verse 4, we thank God that there are a few names in Sardis out of the hundreds or thousands of members that are still dressed in white.
他们在这个罪恶的这个教会里面，污秽的教会里面。他们仍然保守他们的圣洁，他们仍然穿白衣啊，没有污染啊。
In this sinful and corrupted church, and they are still able to wear white garments that were not defiled.
是说这几个人穿白衣人真的不简单。
And true enough, it is not simple.
因为你在外面都是肮脏，都是罪恶，都是骄傲，都是斗争，都是凶煞，那是外面嘛。啊，教会也变成这样的时候，你还待得下去啊？要搞错么啊？你还能够在一起聚会敬拜神啊？我想你也不想，你也不想要了。
When the inside of the church is likened to the outside in the world, full of corruption and deterioration, and would you still stay in the church? You won't want.
这几个人就是坚持到底啊，坚持不离开教会，继续的在这个已经死亡的教会里面聚会啊，敬拜神。
But these few names, they insisted and persist to stay in the church to worship God despite all this filthiness.
也因为这几个人的坚持，所以主耶稣。仍然承认这个教会，仍然还让这个教会存在。
Because of the perseverance of these few names, the Lord Jesus allowed this church to continue to persist.
不是很多穿白衣的人，所以神让他存在，你知道吗？是啊，只有几位而已，那神就让他存在。
And not because
你注意看哦。
Not because of so many of them dressed in white that the Lord God allowed that to the church to live on, but just because of a few names.
所以你看，在教会里面的几个热心的信徒，几个圣洁的信徒多重要呀！有几个神都很满意，不是说满意了，有几个神也得到安慰。
And
神就不涂抹，神就不毁灭他呀。
Now, whenever we see that there are only one or two or a few members who are fervent in the church, the Lord Jesus was already comforted.
好，那第五节
，verse five，
那神就给这些得胜的信徒这个应许。
And the Lord Jesus gave a promise to these believers who were victorious.
凡得胜的必要这样穿白衣。
And they who were overcome will be clothed in white.
意思说，你失败的，你是信仰是失败的，你不可能再穿白衣的，你的白衣一定是黑了的。
Meaning to say that if you do not overcome your life of faith, then you will be dressed in black.
所以得胜才能够才会保持衣服的洁白，知道吗？失败不可能衣服洁白的。
If you fail, then you will definitely not be dressed in white garments anymore.
那呢？但耶稣继续应许。
Then Jesus promised,
我也必不会从生命册上涂抹他的名，我不会涂抹他的名。
He will not blot away his name from the book of life.
当然不会涂抹吗？他都得胜了，你还涂抹他？当然不涂抹吗？因为他穿着白衣，他的衣服是圣洁的，怎么可能会涂抹呢？当然不会涂抹呀，当然呢。
Of course, he will not blot out his name out of the book of life because they are still dressed in white. They are victorious.
原来神说我不会涂抹他的名的时候，是因为他是一个得胜的信徒。
And the reason why Jesus said that he will not blot out his name from the book of life simply because he was a victorious believer.
那出埃及记神说我会涂抹他的名，那是因为他是犯罪的信徒，是得罪神了的信徒，那当然涂抹呀。
And in Exodus, when the Lord God said that he will blot out the names from the book of life, was because they sinned against God.
所以没有冲突是吗？
There was no contradiction.
所以我们看圣经要看仔细一点是吗？
You read the Bible, you must be detailed.
哦，旧约神说会涂抹，启示录神说主耶稣说不涂抹，原来。主耶稣只允许那些得胜的才不涂抹，允许那些穿白衣的不涂抹。
那是这样。In the Old Testament, God said that He would blot out, but in the New Testament, Jesus said that He would not blot out simply for a very simple reason that for the victorious ones He would not blot out.
那我知道，我们教会里面，全世界这些教会里面，有些已经得罪神的，已经犯罪的也有。
And there are also churches across the globe, Jewish church which have sinned against God.
但是你要把握机会。
But you have to seize your chance.
因为现在正是恩典的时候，因为现在正还是一种赦免的时候。
Because we are still living in a time of grace, in a time of forgiveness.
我的意思是说，你要把握住现在还是恩典的时候，你赶快求主，赶快认罪悔改，回转归向神吧，不要在世界转了，不要在世界那种贪爱世界，回到神面前，或许还有机会哦，真的。
I mean to say that in the last days, right now, in the time of grace, we should seize hold of our opportunity to come back and return to God and stop spinning in the world.
因为我们常常讲犯罪了的就死了，就没有得救机会了。我们有时讲的太把神的爱、神的饶恕讲的太窄小了啦。
Sometimes
讲的太窄小了。
We talk about the sinning.Committing mortal sins, then there will be no forgiveness. But we have a limited or narrowed the love of God.
但是我的意思也不是说那哇，神的爱、神的饶恕是无限量的，哇，犯死罪的还是可以得救。那传道讲的这样也是不对啊，
and,
这样也是越过基督的教训。主耶稣的赦免、原谅都有他的界限，有真理来衡量的呀。
And neither do I mean that you can continue to sin mortal sins and God would definitely shower you with this great love. And there is always a limitation or a boundary in the truth.
但是圣经就是给我们这样启示啊，给我们这样的恩典，给我们这样的机会啊，赶快悔改啊，这是一个机会，这也是唯一的我可以，我有一线希望，我的希望来的呀，赶快悔改啊。
But the Bible,
永永远远在神面前悔改啊。
But the Bible has revealed to us that there is still a glimmer of hope, and you have to continue to repent eternally for a chance of a forgiveness.
直到主耶稣真的赦免我们。
Until the Lord Jesus truly forgives you.
其实也有这样的见证，并不是没有。
We still have this testament.
在圣经也有这样的见证，这样的例子，不是没有。
We still see this testament in the Bible.
大卫的罪不够深啊，不够大呀，还要怎样才大哦？
Wasn't the sin of King David great enough?
你说他犯奸淫抢哦，犯奸淫。杀人他都犯了，人家的老婆他去奸淫啊，算起来就是奸淫啊。然后人家的丈夫他把他杀掉，把他干掉了，谋杀掉了，那不是杀人吗？他的罪还不够大呀。
He committed great sins.
非常可怕呀。
Great sins of adultery and murder. And wasn't his sins great enough?
那你说那个是旧约了。
And you said that that was Old Testament.
若是哈，确实悔改，我相信神仍然会给我们一线希望。
If it was true repentance, I believe that God would give us a glimmer of hope.
或许还可以救到他。
perhaps you will still be saved.
若是神不原谅他，那他也尽了他的力量来悔改了。
If God does not forgive, then he has tried his best to repent.
若神不给他机会，他也尽他的力量在悔改。
Even if God does not give him a chance to repent, and he has still tried his best to repent.
这样说明什么呢？
What does that tell us?
说明他仍然是一个悔改的信徒。
It means that he is still a repenting believer.
这个就有希望。
That is still a glimmer of hope.
难道好了，那 OK， 我们继续下去。
We continue.
再回到但以理书的第十二章。
We turn back to Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书十二章，我们读第二节。
Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame, some to everlasting contempt.
这第二节我们看到人类的绝迹。
This is the end of a man.
人类的绝迹有两种。
There are two ends of the mankind.
义人复活得永生。
The righteous shall resurrect to eternal life.
恶人呢，作恶的呢，复活被定罪，有没有？
The wicked shall resurrect to shame and condemnation.
睡在尘埃中的人，就是睡在坟墓里的人呢，必有许多人苏醒，复活过来，醒过来。
Those who sleep in the dust or in the graveyard, they shall awake.
那在众多的复活的人当中呢？其中有得永生的，也有一些是永远被羞辱、被定罪的。
Among all who awake, there will be some who are raised up for eternal life, and some who raised up for condemnation.
在这里，神启示哈，在但以理旧约就已经启示人类的绝迹，有复活的见证，有复活的神迹。
In the book of Revelation, God already revealed to us that there will be a miracle of resurrection.
不是信主的人才会复活，不信主的恶人也会复活。
And not only to those who believe in Christ shall they be resurrected, but even those who don't believe.
因为我们的印象啊，从小被教导，好像我们信主人才会复活，那其他外邦人都不会复活。没有，恶人不信神的，信神的，不信神的，全部都要复活。
We seem to misunderstand.
这里也是这样讲啊，这里也是这样讲，你看清楚啊。
We seem to misunderstand this because of our impression, we thought that only Christians shall be resurrected, but even those who are wicked shall be resurrected.
但是一种呢，义人呢是复活得奖赏进天国，一种是复活被审判、被定罪下地狱啊。都是复活，但是去的地方不同，结果不同。
Both of these people will be resurrected, but to different paths, to different ends. The righteous shall be resurrected to eternal life, and the wicked shall be resurrected for condemnation.
睡在尘埃中的就是我们世人哦，都会死哦，就是死在坟墓里面的咯。
All mankind who shall definitely die sleep in the dust.
就是所有的人呢。
And this refers to all men.
其中有得永生的。
Some to everlasting life.
那其中呢，也有受羞辱、永远被憎恶的。都有
some to shame and everlasting contempt.
这是我们人类的绝迹。
That is the end of all mankind.
也是主耶稣曾经跟我们讲过的末日复活的道理。
It is also pertaining to the sermons of the Lord Jesus regarding the last day.
主耶稣讲的复活道理跟但以理书这个十二章第二节讲的一模一样，都是一致的。
The resurrection sermons about Jesus are the same as what we read here in the book of Daniel.
主耶稣有讲吗？
Did Jesus talk about that?
请看这个亚福音书第五章。
Return to John chapter 5.
亚福音书第五章。
John chapter
5. 28到29，请念。
Verse 28 to 29. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation.
主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们说，我们不要看这个事是奇怪的事，
Jesus,
不要看到这是不可能的事。
Jesus told us, do not be surprised, do not marvel at this.
时候要到，时候到的时候呢，凡在坟墓里的，听见主的声音都要出来。凡在坟墓里的，都包括所有的人，信神的、不信神的人，都在坟墓里。
The hour is coming, and all those who are in the graves, including those who believe and those who do not believe.
那二十九节。
Verse 29.
行善的呢，复活得生；那些作恶的呢，也是复活，但是却被定罪。
Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation.
是不是跟但以理书十二章第二节讲的一模一样？
Isn't this exactly the same as what we read in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2?
我们以前听道理或者读圣经没有留意 可能就从小习惯吧，那老传道老知识都是讲我们信主的人复活啊，进天国复活，那就是其他的都没有复活的。
And traditionally, because of many of our sermon speakers or elders who have said that we shall die and be resurrected, and it was as though that only the righteous shall be resurrected.
嗯，我暂时讲到这里吧。
Let me put a stop here.
第三节，我们下次再讲吧。
We shall continue verse 3 the next time.
因为第三节还是叫五分钟讲不完了。
I can't finish that in 5 minutes.
因为第三节会谈到会启示我们末世的智慧的。
It reveals to us the wisdom of the last days.
那谁是智慧人？
Who are the wise ones?
那智慧人他们有什么表现？有什么见证？
And what kind of testimonies? And how do they demonstrate themselves as wise?
那今天我们就是分享的一节跟二节。
Today we shared on verse 1 and verse 2.
那就是末日的绝句。
That's the end of the last days.
一个就是我们真教会的大逼迫。
First one being persecution on the true church.
另一个就是复活的问题。
And the second being the question about resurrection.